Buried Treasure, a Story from Italy. Gianni pushed open the door of the old farmhouse.
Good evening, Signor Bruno, he called.
Come in, my friend, answered Signor Bruno. I'm very happy to see you. Sit down, have a glass of wine. The two men drank wine and chatted about the weather, the crops, and their families. Then Gianni said, Signor Bruno, I can see you're worried about something. What is it?
Signor Bruno sighed. It's my grandson Mario, he said. He's a good lad, but lazy. All day, he lies in a hammock and refuses to do a stroke of work. I don't know what to do with him.
Gianni thought for a while, and then he said, I've got an idea that may solve the problem, and told Signor Bruno his plan. The old grandfather laughed. It's a good plan. Let's hope it works. At 11 o'clock the next morning, Gianni strolled up to the farmhouse where Mario lay dozing in the sun in his hammock.
Good morning, Mario, said Gianni.
He pulled a piece of old crumpled paper out of his pocket and he looked at it.
I found this old map, he said. It's very hard to read, but it seems to say that there are 50 gold pieces buried in that field over there.
Mario sat up.
50 pieces of gold? Oh, I could do with that. Let's go and look for it, he said. And he jumped down from the hammock.
Together, Mario and Gianni hurried to the field, stopped and looked at it. It was covered with tall, thick weeds.
We'll have to clear those weeds before we can start looking for the gold, said Mario, and ran back to the farmhouse to fetch some tools. And then he worked all day clearing the field of weeds.
The next morning, Mario was up early, and when Gianni arrived at the field, Mario was busily digging. The soil was so dry that he was throwing up great clouds of dust.
You'll have to water it, said Gianni,
and Mario ran off to fetch the hose, and then he watered the whole field.
Gianni took out his map and peered at it.
Perhaps you should start digging for the gold over there, he said, pointing. Just then, a whole troop of chattering children came home from school and ran across the field.
Oh, I'll have to keep them away from here. They might find the gold, said Mario.
I know. I'll cover it with manure. That'll keep them off. He hurried away and fetched a horse and cart. He loaded it with manure from the stables and spread it all over the field. And then he started digging. He began at the north side, then he dug the south side, then in the west. Finally, the east side. Mario dug the whole field, but he didn't find any gold. He was so fed up that he decided to go back to the farmhouse. He didn't see Gianni dropping seeds as he walked across the field.
Maybe I didn't read the map properly, Gianni said when he joined Mario back at the house. I'll send the map to a clever friend of mine. He'll be able to read this strange writing, and I'll let you know as soon as I hear from him.
Mario waited for weeks and weeks. At last, Gianni came one morning.
Come and look at your field, he said.
Together with the old grandfather, Signor Bruno, they walked to the field. Mario stared at it in surprise. The whole field was covered with rows and rows of juicy lettuce.
You see what all your clearing, watering, manuring and digging has done, laughed Gianni.
I just planted some seeds for you. Then a merchant drove up in his horse and cart.
You can have all of this lettuce for 50 pieces of gold, Signor Bruno called to him.
The merchant counted out the gold and gave it to the old grandfather. Mario and Gianni cut all the lettuce and loaded it into the merchant's cart.
Here are your 50 pieces of gold, the grandfather laughed, handed them over to Mario. They were in the field all the time. You had to grow them.
Mario stared at his grandfather and then at Gianni.
I think you two planned this, he said, frowning.
Then he laughed. He thanked his grandfather for the money, but wanted to give it to Gianni. Gianni wouldn't take it.
It's yours, he said. You worked for it.
From then on, Mario worked hard on his grandfather's farm and grew huge crops of wonderful vegetables. And every year, He gave Gianni enough seeds to grow a whole